On Tuesday, Mike Lewis was honored with the Linda Sinner Barrett Award, named for the late local educator and Park City Rotary's first female president. He was commended by Jan Wilking, who has served on the Reclamation Board for almost the whole life of the district. Wilking said under Lewis' leadership, the district has received awards, even while it's dealing with a high elevation watershed and the need for expansion, which will cost $40 million. Wilking said Lewis has also worked to keep water in East Canyon Creek. Wilking said Lewis has also gained the respect of the district staff.
As I get the opportunity to work with the staff there, it's just amazing to me to hear the comments of the staff and the managers that he has there about Mike. First, he's very demanding. He isn't a pushover at all. But what he does is he defines the person's job, and then he lets them do it. And they either get praise or they get corrected on maybe a little bit more that they can do. And it's just something that we recognize at the board, these lengths of service, and all the time that people come up. And it's just amazing to me how much they enjoy the job, and it's because of Mike's leadership.
Since Lewis is running a sewer district, that led to a couple of bad puns, like this one from Miles Radiman.
Mike told me that the Water Reclamation District is the first in the state to operate a tertiary reclamation facility. So I didn't know what tertiary meant, so I looked it up, and it comes from the Greek root turd. So
Sally Elliott, a former Park City Council member and county commissioner, had a few personal memories.
The minute I saw Mike, I thought, oh my goodness, I never heard of a sewer district executive who was so very, very handsome. The first time I really saw him in volunteer action, he was wandering around at a Utah Open Lands fundraiser out on Old Ranch Road, I'm thinking, carrying a holster with a gun in it. And the gun was a decanter, and he was offering shots of tequila. And I thought, you know, this man has the vision. He's got the Park City thing. He's going to make a success of his career here.
Lewis thanked the audience and noted, ironically, he's a member of Park City's other Rotary group, the Snyderville Basin-based Sunrise Rotary.
It's a tremendous honor, especially I'm a member of the other club, and it's nice to get an award from this club. You know, for a guy that's lived in the sewer his whole life, it's extra special, but it also is special coming from all of my customers.
Mike Lewis, Rotary's Professional Citizen of the Year for 2014. The Volunteer Citizen Award went to Bruce Aronson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.